Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Oberoi Realty Q2 FY 2026 earnings conference call. We have Mr. Oberoi, the Chairman and Managing Director of the company, and Mr. Saumil Daru, Director of Finance of the company, with us for the call. Please note that this call will be for 30 minutes, and for the duration of this conference call, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and this conference call is being recorded, and the transcript for the same may be put up on the website of the company. After the management discussion, there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, you may signal the operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone telephone. Before I hand the conference over to the management, I would like to remind you that certain statements made during the course of this call may not be based on historical information or facts and may be forward-looking statements, including those relating to general business statements, plans, strategy of the company, the future financial condition, and growth prospect. The forward-looking statements are based on expectations and projections and may involve a number of risks and uncertainties and other factors that could be cause actual results, opportunities, and growth potential to differ materially from those suggested by such statements. I now hand the conference call to Mr. Oberoi, the Chairman and Managing Director of the company. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all of you as per the time zone from which you have logged in, and welcome to the conference call Q2 FY 2026 results and business updates. Before I begin, I would like to share with you a few quick business updates. It's been a solid start to the festive season for Oberoi Realty, driven by a robust sustenance sale across all our projects. We witnessed strong sales velocity at Sky City despite the price hike we took recently, indicating healthy demand for luxury real estate from quality developers. Our uber luxury project, 360 West, continues to attract strong inquiries and sales. We also opened our office in Gurugram, which shows that our expansion plans for NCR are in place. Commerz III and Sky City Mall continue to scale up on strong leasing demands for office and retail tenants. We remain on track for project launches in the next few quarters and continue to pursue business development activities. With this, I now open the floor for questions and answers, and both Saumil and I will be happy to take your questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Puneet Gulati from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much. Season's wishes and congratulations on great numbers this quarter. My first question is, after you've.
Thank you, Puneet.
Yeah, thanks. So after your price hike, which you've taken in Borivali and in market in general, what kind of room for further price increases do you see for your projects?
I think we have already done a decent amount of price hike, and there seems to be no stopping. Basically, I wouldn't say that it's like the market in general. That project is unique. It's sitting on a beautiful shopping mall. Its connection to the metro is a huge advantage. And really, it's exceeded our own expectation in terms of how we've gone about building it. So I really can't say whether it's market in general or per se, even any future price hike. We have very little demand, as in we have very little supply available, and there happens to be enough demand for that. And if you see, our price hike has been at the back of what people are doing as resale. There have been like, you know, whatever, 20, 30 resale apartments that's really gone at a higher price. Looking at the demand there, we've increased our price.
For your other projects in Thane, Mulund, do you see room for price hikes there also, or you'll wait for a bit?
You know, we'll wait for a bit, but we do see enough room on price hike because what we have been able to differentiate with our competition is that we are able to deliver quality with this sort of scale now. People who really want quality are willing to pay that extra. I feel that, you know, as a company, we deserve it, and then we can keep pushing our prices higher.
Understood. Your projects in Adarsh Nagar and Gurugram, what kind of product have you now finalized in terms of sizes, about ticket size, et cetera?
Both of them are uber luxury projects. We feel we have amazing sites which deserve a very good product. A lot of people tell me that, you know, 360 is like a one-off, you know, even Vikas cannot rebuild it. We are very clear that, you know, that was designed, you know, literally 15 years ago. Today we, with the kind of knowledge and, you know, exposure the company has, we are positioned to build far superior products, and we want to do that in these two, you know, micro markets or these two sites.
Are you aiming for similar 50 crore plus 200 crore kind of ticket price for both the projects?
No, not really. Not really. I mean, again, like I said that, you know, let there be some mystery around this.
Okay.
As far as the quality of the product goes, it's gonna be very, very superior.
No, that goes without saying.
Yeah.
Lastly, if you can talk a bit about, you know, any progress on Ritz-Carlton part of your portfolio. When does that start kicking in?
Okay. I would say about 70%-80% of the volume work in Ritz-Carlton is over, and we are really hoping, fingers crossed, that within this financial year we are able to launch. Yeah, that's it, you know. We will be gifting a beautiful hotel to the city, and it's gonna be literally like, you know, that part of the city would have not seen a hotel after, I guess, St. Regis was the last built many years ago. Really waiting for it to start. It's turning out really well.
How big is it likely to be in terms of number of keys?
It's a little over 200 rooms, about 200.
Okay.
Plus rooms, and a lot of banqueting space, restaurants, spa. I mean, really it's a hotel of today, I would say, and like a global product. We will really put Mumbai onto international map, I would say, when it comes to quality of the hotel.
Understood. That's very helpful. Thank you so much, and all the best.
Thank you.
Best for Diwali as well.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Murtuza from Kotak. Please go ahead.
Hi, Murtuza.
Hi, sir. Just two questions. One was obviously on Ritz-Carlton, which has already been answered. Similarly, could you give us some timelines on, you know, how are you thinking of the Island land now that some more capital infusion has gone into that entity? You know, what's the timeline, what's the plans, et cetera? Also, would Gurgaon definitely happen in the current pay scale or, you know, how are we thinking of the project launch for Gurgaon? The third one, more sort of housekeeping. You know, there was large investment outflow in the cash flows. Any indication on what that is attributable to?
Island Realty, that land parcel, we are doing a shopping mall, an office building and a hotel on top. We should be breaking ground within this financial year itself. That part is done. Sorry, what was your second question? I'm sorry.
On Gurgaon, and the third one was on the CapEx outflow in this quarter.
Correct. CapEx, Saumil will reply. On the Gurgaon front, you'll be happy to know that we have also loaded entire TDR on the file. 100% of this area will be approved at one go. We are hoping, we are really, really hoping to, you know, launch it within this financial year itself. on the CapEx bit, I'll let Saumil take over.
Yeah. Hi, Murtuza. As far as the investing cash flows are concerned, two parts. One, what goes purely into operation. So, you know, for example, the construction of the Ritz-Carlton or, you know, the balance completion for Sky City or Commerce 3. So that is about close to about 125 crores. The balance is purely treasury activities. It is investment into mutual funds and stuff like that.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pritesh Sheth from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, Vikas. Hi, team. Thanks for the opportunity. Just first question on the Sahara land which we were eyeing for. You know, obviously you haven't commented officially ever on that in terms of the progress, but with way things have evolved over the last couple of weeks, you know, do we still stand a chance of getting that, you know, 100 acre land which we are eyeing for, or it's now probably behind, behind our books?
You know, all of us are on a wait and watch mode, and frankly, that's the only thing I can tell you for now.
Okay, okay. And apart from that, on the business development front, you know, any other larger piece of land under discussion which can probably, you know, replace our some of our large projects in Borivali, Goregaon, whenever it gets exhausted. So just some thoughts on and some comments on that.
We are always on a business development mode, so that part of life never stops, and there are many in play. Let's see what comes out first. We are really excited to let you know as soon as, you know, we can.
Sure, sure. Second, on the Sky City Mall, so now occupancy, you know, continues to improve gradually quarter on quarter. By when can we achieve a steady state, you know, 95% plus kind of trading occupancy for the Sky City Mall?
I think within this financial year, we will achieve, you know, huge amount of stability. And then going forward, you will see, in fact, the Sky City Mall has already reached footfalls, you know, almost equal to what the Goregaon Mall had. And we are really surprised, you know, with the way it's taken off. Very excited about it. It's won a few awards. And it's now being, you know, nominated for, I think, a global award, you know. So very, very excited. Didn't expect it to do, I mean, we always knew it'll do well, but not so well. We thought we'll reach this stage probably in a year or two, but it's like really accelerated, and we are where we are within 6 months. And super excited about it. Huge potential going forward. And to answer your question, next year you will see a very steady state.
And this 53%, I assume, is a trading occupancy and not the leased occupancy, or both are same in our case?
This is trading occupancy.
Okay, got it. And just one last, on the margins on the residential side, you know, we were at 50% plus. This quarter was low. I mean, it's low since last two quarters. It's because of Jardine not getting recognized in terms of revenue. It's still under cost recognition. Is that the reason, or something else?
So two parts to that, Pritesh. One, as you rightly pointed out, you know, there will always be projects where, you know, because you have not yet hit margin recognition, then the accounting standard is, you know, revenue equal to cost. So you see a top line, but you do not see the corresponding, you know, bottom line coming through. That will be one. The second bit will always be, you know, the contribution of the different projects to the overall sales mix. So, for example, you know, there will be certain projects which will be higher margin, and there will be a certain projects which will be slightly lower margin. If you recollect, you know, we have a pretty similar situation even for our average realization per square feet in our projects. You know, that keeps moving around a little bit. So even though we have not changed the base prices, But it all depends on whether a lower floor has got sold in that quarter or an upper floor that has got sold in the quarter. So that depends, that determines the average realization. It is something, pretty similar which happens over here also. So, you know, all of them are continuing to come in, with their respective margins, but some will be higher, some will be lower. That's all.
Sure. And Jardin would be at 45% EBITDA margin currently, and then gradually it will scale up once we, once the project gets evolved, or how should one think about the margin profile for Thane, Pokhran Road project?
So, once we get to the margin bit, I think we will, once we get to the margin recognition, sure, we'll discuss that with you. But typically, okay, in all our projects, that is how it functions, because, you know, at the launch stage, typically it's the lowest realization, So,
yeah,
once the launch is over and the sustenance sales start kicking in and the sustenance sales start giving you higher pricing, then slowly your margin starts kicking up, because your cost base is, it's an average cost. It's a cost per square foot. So correspondingly, then you start seeing the margin go up. So the initial stages when we will do the margin recognition will be the lower margin only. But yes, it will crank up and go to a steady state a little bit later.
Got it. Perfect. That's helpful. That's it from my side. And happy Diwali to you and your entire team. Thank you.
Thank you. Happy Diwali.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Akash Gupta from Nomura. Please go ahead.
Hi, Akash. Thank you for taking my question. So my first question is with respect to demand in Thane. So all your projects except the Thane ones had very good traction this quarter. So how are we thinking about that? My second question is that we sold 4 units in 360 West this quarter. So what's the timeline of running down the remaining 30 units of inventory? And my third question is with respect to your launch pipeline in the second half of this financial year. What projects, what launches should we expect in this financial year? Yeah, that's my three questions. Thank you.
Kumil, you want to go for this?
Can you tell me the first one?
So my first question was on the demand with respect to your projects in Thane. So we just had 16 units sold in the second quarter also, which is similar to the run rate over the last two quarters. So I just wanted to understand how are you looking at your the demand for projects, particularly in the Thane area?
I'll take this one. Look, Thane, these are all tall buildings. These are 60-65 story buildings. We've seen this happen in Mulund. We've seen this happen actually in Borivali also. We have this initial, burst of demand, which most people want to pick the choices slash that they want, and they do that. And then you have, the sustenance sales are a little slow. And then when you are finishing the project, people end up buying again. And I think it's not any different with Thane as well. And once the project starts shaping up, we will also start increasing our price. When people will know that there will be a price increase, then there is, they obviously want to prepone their sales and do that. So it's very typical. There's nothing different that we see in Thane from what we saw in Borivali or we saw in Mulund also. And at one point in time, it will become a steady state. Like, we are hoping that Thane will probably settle somewhere around 1,000 crores every year, kind of sustenance sales. And within that, whenever we do our further launches, and once you have built that critical mass of customers, you'll see that, growth spurt coming in. If you see the entire history of Goregaon, that's how it is. Today, for me, if I want to do sales of 2,000 crores in one or two days, I just have to launch Goregaon. And that is because there is enough customer base within our project itself who has experienced, seen our project. And we see that that's how probably it will end up being for Thane also.
And so, like, how we have like 30 units in 360 West. By when are we planning to run down this inventory?
See, you know, we do have some good units left. We are holding on to our price, and we feel very strongly that for the next 3 years or even more, there is no quality supply that will get delivered. So I think what we have now realized, and buyers are also realizing, we have a clean run for 3 years. There are many projects that are launched around it, but nothing getting delivered in the next 3 years. And people who want to move in, this is the best bet. And my own customers are our best brand ambassadors. I want to take this opportunity to say that, again, GRI, gave us an award for 360 West also. So it is, you know, with all humility, one of the best buildings in the country, probably the best building in the country. And we have a very steady, flow of customers. I feel within the next 2 years, we'll be done with the inventory. Hopefully, yeah.
And so my final question is on the launch pipeline for the second half of this financial year. What projects are we looking at?
You know, there are so many. They are all literally queued up and you know, ready to go. Like, we just need to break open and it'll be a flow, a plethora of projects. Gurugram will come in, Worli can come in. There are a few other redevelopment projects that we've signed will come in. We have one more tower to be launched in Borivali that can come in. We can launch a new tower in Thane. So there is so much more, you know. We just want to time it correctly. And that's it. That's it. We are just perfecting it to its this thing.
Got it, sir. Perfect. Thank you so much.
We have a tower in Goregaon we haven't launched. So there are so many. In fact, work has started. So it's not like we're really waiting. We are also watching the market.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much. The best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Gaurav Khandelwal from JP Morgan. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for giving me the opportunity to ask questions. Hi, happy Diwali, happy Diwali.
Happy Diwali.
I wanted to understand the sales that we've had in this quarter a bit better. So in the last question, you addressed some of it in your initial remarks, you did address that sustenance sales from some of the projects, the older ones, relatively older ones, Eternia, Enigma, those were better. Whereas if I look at sales at Jardin, Forestville, these have come down quarter and quarter. So is this a trend that you were expecting already, or is this a particular product life cycle? So X percentage of sale happens in the first 2 quarters of launch, then slows down, and then as the building nears its completion, the sales number pick up. Could you give me some color on this, please?
You know, you're absolutely right. Your second statement actually is the answer to the first. How do we know, really? Because we actually feel that projects are cyclical. The sales also end up being cyclical. There's a huge curiosity around launch. People love to go in for launches. They pay a very small down payment and they know that they'll get what they want, and they'll be making the rest of the payment gradually. Now, once we are at 40-50% of completion, people now know that if they buy, they'll have to pay 40-50% upfront payment. Now, I'll take this opportunity to clarify a few things. Most of these projects we've sold enough, and we have monies lying in the project held by RERA. Now, I have enough and more for funding my construction. So as a strategy, what we do is we actually end up slowing down sales or stopping sales in some of the projects, I'm not saying these, to ensure that, you know, I'm not selling cheap and I'm not even getting the money in my hand. In the sense, when I sell early, I'm giving that advantage to the buyer, but I'm also getting cash, which actually is getting locked in my RERA account. And, I have enough and more to fund that construction. Once I reach a particular stage, let's say I've completed all the slabs and people know that now possession is 18 months away, we increase the price. We very well know that at an increased price, the sales may be slow, but that also kind of starts tickling our price in the minds of people that, you know, this is what they'll have to pay going forward. And, you know, you get a price increase, your projects are at a stage where people want to buy. So we have to use the cyclicality of the project, you know, to our advantage. And given what RERA expects you to do in terms of holding your money, this probably is the best bet. You will see that we are holding inventory even in Elysian. Now buildings are near completion, but we are sitting with money in the bank. There's no point in selling. We know the product that we are creating is far superior. Ready apartments within Goregaon are selling at a higher price than what we are booking at. So I see literally a 20% return on my investment if I don't sell. And you know, even if I sell, I actually end up taking that cash and blocking it. It's not like I can take and do something on BD and I can have better use of cash. So this part of how RERA plays out is a disadvantage for us to sell early, and that's what we are really doing. So both your points are valid, like the cyclicality is something that we really play with.
So in second quarter, the contribution from associates increased to almost 117 million INR, which is highest in the last five quarters that I can see. Any explanation of what this is and how should we think about this going forward?
Sumit, can you take that?
Yeah. Just give me a second, sir. Gaurav, can I come back to you separately on this?
Sure. Works. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Shall we move to the next question?
Please.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jatin Moikarmakar from JHP Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Hi, Jatin.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. So I have two questions. So firstly, we talked about resale. So do we have any restriction on resale as it does impact on our demand and price realization? That was one part. And second part, can you give me a briefing about the escalation on the two malls we have? So after what number of years do we have the escalations?
So, you know, whatever RERA permits us to do in terms of putting restrictions on secondary sales, we have those in place, which are very similar to all the developers. But we, in fact, are not very stringent on them. And we've realized that not more than 1% or 2% of our inventory ends up getting resold. I mean, which is great for us because we end up attracting a lot of actual users. And because they are such few in number, we see a price increase. So that part really plays out well. I didn't understand your question on the mall bit. Can you explain your question, please? What did you mean by?
Yeah. Price escalations.
Escalations in mall.
Price.
Yeah.
Rental escalations.
Rental escalations.
Yeah. Rental. Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, again, it's just a business call. You see how your mall is playing out. You see how competition is playing out. We see potential in our business. Now, you know, because we are running a mall, we pretty much know everyone's margins, how much a restaurant makes, and so on and so forth. So, there are two ways of doing this. One is you keep your rentals, in line with what market expects, and you have your upside coming from, your revenue share. And so you do that. And again, whenever there's a renewal, we try and keep, the tenure to be short, because when you know that the mall is doing well, and then they come back for renewal, they'll be in a position to give you a better rental. So what we've done with Goregaon is that every time we've come in for a renewal, the revenue share that we get, let's say 85-90% of that becomes our minimum rent. So we keep hedging ourselves going forward and keep pushing the rentals higher. And then when you open a new mall, you obviously know that this is what these people are willing to pay, and you then start asking rentals around that. So again, it's a collaborative approach. We both have to survive. We obviously want more rent for our, shareholders, but at the same time, they are also our partners in business. So we want to balance that. We want them to earn money also, and we want the right mix so that customers are attracted. So it's not just single dimension. You have to see all these and then play that out.
Okay. Thanks a lot. That helps. And happy Diwali, sir.
Yeah.
Happy Diwali to
you. Happy Diwali to you as well. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kunal Lakhan from CLSA. Please go ahead.
Hi.
Hi, Kunal.
You spoke about Gurgaon and Adarsh Nagar will be, uber luxury projects. Just wanted to get a sense on, how the demand for such products are, especially in these two micro markets, which have seen a fair bit of, product launches in a similar category in the last 2 years, and a fair bit of product pipeline also for the next few years, right? So how do you sense the demand for uber luxury projects in these micro markets, especially Gurgaon and central Mumbai?
I want to just tell you, if not for ERA, we haven't even firstly advertised. If not for ERA, I would have collected checks for both these projects. The kind of demand I see, people are already approaching us and telling us, whenever you open, you let me know, can I pay you now? And I say, no, we can't, because, ERA doesn't permit you to do so. But I'll just sum it up by saying this, that, if there was no ERA, we would have, already collected a lot of checks. And I hear people say, I'm depositing this check with that broker and all that. And I tell them, I say, listen, we haven't started anything. Please don't do any of that. No, this broker is really influential, and he says that he'll get you an apartment. And then we are literally telling them, don't do that. That sort of thing. So great demand. And again, like I said, that we are coming into this product with a proven track record, and people like that. So that's what I would tell you.
Sure, that helps. And secondly, on the launches, right, you did highlight a fair number of launches that are possible in the second half. We are almost five and a half months away from the end of second half. At this point in time, do we have some clarity in terms of where we are in terms of project planning, approvals, or even for that matter, intent to bring some of these projects to the market? So in terms of visibility, right, which of these projects that you highlighted are more likely to be launched or more certain to be launched in second half?
From likely to certain, then I'll be committing to it. But let me just tell you that, as a company, we've always never made any future comments, forward-looking statements. So I would only say that we are working, it's all work in progress, and we are progressing really well. We are hoping to start, do projects that we have committed within this year itself. Again, as far as approvals go, we are almost there with Gurugram. I don't know how many of you know, we've started demolishing the existing building. We are loading our entire TDR, and hopefully by, you know, early January, we'll have our plans in place, including RERA if possible. So nothing really will stop us from then to do that. The same goes with Adarsh Nagar. Again, planning fully done, multiple approvals also taken, few now on its way. So again, you know, like really looking good. Our Pedder Road project also looking good. We've received approvals for Carter Road project already, all approvals in place. So that part is done. So again, you know, like I said, that a lot is happening.
Understood, understood. Thanks so much, Vikas, and all the best to you and your team.
Thank you so much.
And
Thank
happy
you.
Diwali to you all. Yeah, thank you.
Happy Diwali to you as well. Thank you.
Before we conclude, just to clarify on that one question around, you know, the share of profit from joint ventures, about 11 crores. That was essentially ORL share of income from the IVEN Realty Limited JV. As somebody pointed out earlier in the question, you know, there was a fund infusion which had happened. So this is nothing but treasury income from that fund and correspondingly the profit line pickup.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. That was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Oberoi for closing comments.
Thank you. Thank you all for taking time out for this call. We look forward to hearing from you on an ongoing basis. Please feel free to reach out to us or our investor relations team as and when you have any questions. Thank you once again and wishing you all a very happy Diwali and a prosperous New Year in advance. Thank you again.
Thank you, everybody. Happy Diwali.
Thank you. On behalf of Oberoi Realty, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.